Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Refuas ha'isha hen dvora peril chaya bas Esther Petzl. Psoch shalchay Yisrael Rav Chaim Yitzchok ben Fred Fregaleya. Psoch she'ar chole Yisrael. The Gemara says in Tmur and Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, in the name of Yochanan, that any loss to say Shabbatar, if you did a maisa, you get malchus. If you didn't do a maisa, you're pater, except for nishba mumer. Umekalel es chavero b'shem. One of them is shavua. So in other words, even though shavua doesn't have a maisa, you still get malchus. Now the Magid Mishnah says the yisod in hilchaschiras perikut gimel lacha beis, and that is that normally a dibor is not considered a maisa, but by chasima, when you muzzle up an animal, that could be done with a maisa. So therefore, even if you muzzle him up verbally telling him not to eat, that is also considered like a maisa. So why then don't we say here that since a shvua can be done with a maisa gamur, because you can have a shvua b'chsav, so even a shvua b'peh is kemaisa, should also be kemaisa, just like chasima b'kol is kemaisa, since you have it with a maisa gamur. So to shvua, since it can be done b'chsav, b'maisa gamur, even if you take a verbal shvua, it is still going to be requiring malchus. So then why does the Gemara say no? That nishba, even though you didn't do a maisa, you're pater. Yeah, but it could be done with a maisa. So according to the, right, it says chutz mi nishba. Normally, if you didn't do a maisa, you're pater, but nishba does get malchus. But shouldn't this be included in the klal of the Mishnah Lamelech, the Magid Mishnah, that if there could be a maisa, then even if there's no maisa, it's kemaisa. Like chasima b'kol is kemaisa, since it could be done with a maisa gamur. So to hear nishba could be done with a maisa gamur with ksiva. So even if you do it ba'amira b'dibur, it should still be considered like a maisa gamur, and memela there's malchus mitzad that, mitzad the maisa aspect. The Gemara seems to say no, there's no maisa involved. Why is there no maisa involved? It could be done with a maisa gamur. So the doing it b'dibur is kemaisa. So it says Agon Reb Baruch Mordechai Yizrachi as follows, that it's pashut that the Isser Shvua Sheker isn't the Maisa Shvua, but rather the Sheker of the Shvua. The Sheker is what, not the Maisa Shvua, it's the falsehood of the Shvua. And this is both a Shvua Lahaba and a Shvua Lashavar, just like it's pashut, that if you have a Shvua that you're not going to eat, and then you go ahead and eat, the Isser is the Achila. That through the Achila, you're Meshaker your Shvua. That's a Maisa. So hu adin b'shvua shelo achalti v'ochal. Even in such an instance, the etzema iser is the sheker sheb shvua. The fact of the past is meshaker his shvua. That's the iser. And therefore, when we talk about a lav sheyesh bo maisa, we're talking about the lav itself has a maisa. In other words, the maisa is the gufa iser, and it must be then that when it's nogea to the shvua, it's not considered a lav sheyesh bo maisa, unless there's a maisa in the gufa iser. What's the gufa iser? The sheker. But not in the maisa hashvua, but in the gufa iser. Again, the chilak here between a maisa in the shvua and a maisa in the gufa iser. The gufa iser is the sheker. There has to be a maisa in the sheker. The maisa hashvua doesn't matter whether or not there's a maisa. That just brings to the gufa iser, but it's not the actual iser. So therefore, we understand very well that a shvua sheker is only going to have a maisa when we're talking about a shvua lahaba, because then somebody swore he's not going to eat and he goes ahead and eats. So the maisa of eating is a maisa of sheker. That maisa is begufa iser. That achila is the pu'ulas hamishaker. And since that achila is the pu'ulas hamishaker, nemela, it's going to be considered a maisa. But now when it comes to shvua l'sha'avar, if a person is nishba that he didn't eat and he actually ate, so that's not considered a maisa, because what's the etzem ha'iser? What's the guf halav? The guf halav is that he was meshaker. And that doesn't involve a maisa. When it comes to shvua lahaba and he eats, so what was meshaker the shvua? The eating. It's a maisa. So there, the mahus of the lav is ben maisa. But here, where does the sheker come in? In the shvua. And that's not a maisa. Now we also understand why we don't have a maisa benishba b'chsav. You're right, the ksiv is a maisa, but it's only a maisa in the shvua. So even if he's nishba l'shavar b'chsav, that's a maisa in the shvua. That's not a maisa in the guf halav. The guf halav is the sheker, not the ksiva. So obviously there's a kashi here then. Okay, so now we understand why and l'sha'avar, it's not considered that there's a ma'isa involved. What about l'haba? L'haba, there is a ma'isa, so therefore all shvuas should be considered yeshbo ma'isa because there is in shvua l'haba. Okay, so that's a kasha. Hopefully we'll get to maybe a different time. But al kopanim in a shvua l'sha'avar, it's not considered a ma'isa because there's no ma'isa in the lav. The lav is the sheker, and there's no ma'isa in the sheker. There's a maisa in the maisa hashvua. There's a maisa because he wrote it down, but that's not in the mahus halav. The mahus halav is the sheker, and that sheker wasn't done by maisa. Again, the maisa hashvua was with a maisa because he wrote it down. But what's the mahus? The mahus is the sheker, and that has nothing to do with the fact that he wrote it down. There's no lav be'etzim to write it down. There is a lav be'etzim to eat when he swore he's not going to eat. And therefore that eating is a maisa in the lav. But writing down the shvua is a maisa in the shvua, but not in the mahus halav, because the mahus halav is sheker. And that has nothing to do with how he was mishaker, writing it down or saying it. The ikar is that he was mishaker. What brought about that sheker? A maisa b'seder, but that's not the guf halav. That's just a maisa that's maybe lide halav. Because he wrote it down, and it was a lie, so that lie, it makes it a shvua sheker. But it's the lie, not the writing down. Whereas the eating itself, that eating itself is the, he swore he's not going to eat and he ate. So that's already a mice in the lav itself. Okay, so that's step one. But it's not so pashit. But if Metzia Tzadi on the base is Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Chasma Bakoli verbally muzzled the animal Rabbi Yochanan holds. Akimas Piv is a mice in his chai, Reish Lakish holds. Kol is not a mice in his putter. Frek Tesfis. From Rabbi Yochanan himself, you Rabbi Yochanan hold that kimas piv is a mice in your chayiv, but you Rabbi Yochanan hold that nishba is bechlal lav she'ein bo maisa. You get malchus in the end because we have gzeres hakosuf, but it's considered that it doesn't have a maisa. Why don't we say akimas piv is a maisa? Then your nishba, just like you say akimas piv is a maisa legabi chasima b'kol. Why don't you say Akimas Piv is a Maisa Lagabe Nishba? And for Tosfos, Shaini Chasima, Dai De Akimas Piv, B'dibur Ka'ovid Maisa. So Alechas V'dosh B'lo Echila. So when you move your mouth, your Dibur is causing a Maisa because the animal is going and threshing without Echila. But Nishba, Lo ovid b'dibur maisa k'demuki lo hotsam be'achalti v'lo achalti. But by nishba, you're not doing with your dibur maisa. That's not considered a maisa. What maisa is there? When you say to the animal, "Don't eat," and you muzzle him up, so that's causing a maisa. But nishba lo ovid b'dibur maisa. And therefore, since you're not making with your words a maisa, your words aren't considered a maisa. So Mela, Rabbi Yochanan says in Temura that it's not considered a maisa. It's considered a loas a maisa. Nevertheless, it's malchus, but it's considered loas a maisa. So you see from Tosfos that that Shavua is considered Ein Bo Maisa is because the Maisa HaShavua has no Maisa. Machmas Etzem Maisa HaShavua, not because of the Mahus HaShavua. Tosfos doesn't say, like we would say, we would have said, you know why Nishba L'Sha'avar is not is not considered a ma'isa? Because you're not doing a ma'isa in the Guf Halav. The Guf Halav has no ma'isa. Because the Guf Halav is the Sheker, and there's no ma'isa in the Sheker. Only a ma'isa of Sheker when you eat, and you swear you're not going to eat. And now you go ahead and eat, that's a ma'isa of Sheker. But when you ate in the past and you swore you didn't, or vice versa, you didn't eat, you swore you did. So there's no ma'isa at all in the Guf Halav. That's what we would have said, but that's not what Tosfos says. Tosfos says, "Aval nishba lo avid b'diburi ma'isa." So he says, when you make this shvua, there's no ma'isa shvua. Etzem ma'isa hashvua, there's no ma'isa. Etzem hashvua, there's no ma'isa. Not in the mahus. Not because there's no ma'isa in the mahus halav, but because the shvua itself isn't causing any ma'isa. B'shvnishba lo avidibur, when you cause the animal to eat, so there your dibur, when you cause the animal to be muzzled, your dibur is doing a ma'isa. But here, your dibur isn't doing a ma'isa. So now we're talking about the etzem ma'isa shvua. We're saying the ma'isa shvua is not a ma'isa. The ma'isa shvua is not a ma'isa contradiction. But the shvua is not a ma'isa. Not like we're saying. We're saying we don't care if there's a ma'isa shvua. Because the ma'isa has to be in the lav, not in the shvua. And the lav is the sheker. But Tosfos says, no, don't worry about it. There's no ma'isa in the shvua. Dan, taran, tan. So what are we going to do with this Tosfos? So, says Rav Mizrachi as follows. That we say a din ma'isa le'inyan malchus, that there has to be a ma'isa, could be understood in two ways. It could be a din on the lav, that the you only get malchus that it's a din in the lav, that a lav that is an iser she'ein bo maisa, this is not a lav you get malchus for. That's one way of understanding it. Another way of understanding it is it's a din that was said about the averas halav, that you only get malchus if the aveira was done al yidei ma'isa. So either you can understand it, this din ma'isa is on the aveira's halav, you only get malchus if the aveira was done with a ma'isa, or it's a din that was said in the lav itself. A lav whose iser is ein bo ma'isa, on such a lav you don't get malchus. But if it's a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, you do get malchus. So we'll see. So it's well known, the sheet of the Chinuch Mitzvah Kuf Yud Gimel, which is fakert from the sheet of the exact opposite from the Magad Mishnah, that according to the Chinuch, Adarab, if this lav could be done without a ma'isa, even if it's done with a ma'isa, even if you do the lav with a ma'isa, you don't get malchus. What did the Magad Mishnah say? Magad Mishnah says that if it's a lav there's a way to do it with a ma'isa, even if you did it without a ma'isa you do get malchus. And the Chinuch holds that if it's a lav it normally has a ma'isa, but if you could do it without a ma'isa, even if you do it with a ma'isa, there is no malchus. So l'shitaso al karchach. That we learned from Chasima, that you don't get malchus on a lav she'ain bo maisa. This means k'mashmo ain bo maisa. There's no maisa in the etzem gufo shel lav. Hainu, that if we find averos gufo shel lav the lo maisa, if this lav cannot have a maisa, the guf halav, there's a tziur that the guf halav won't have a maisa, you're not going to get malchus for this lav, even if you were over with a maisa. If he would hold that the din of lav she'ein bo maisa is a din that was said in the maisa of the gavra, then maisa is only talui in a maisa before. If you want to learn, like we said before, that there's a tzad that this din of maisa is a din in the averus halav, that you only get malchus if the aver was done al yidei maisa. So if it's telling whether the aver was done al yidei maisa, what does it matter if there's a tziur that it could be done without a maisa? The chinuch says that if we're done without a maisa, even if you did it with a maisa, you're off the hook. What does it matter if the whole vort is that it's a din that was said in the averus halav, you only get malchus if you did it al yidei maisa? What does it matter if there's a tziur that you could do without a maisa? What's koveh is not the etzem lav, what's koveh is the maisa. It's a din that was said in the averus halav, whether or not you did it with a maisa. So if I did it with a maisa, then you're getting malchus. That's not what the minchas. That's not what the chinuch says. The chinuch says that if there could be a case where you can, the lav doesn't have a maisa, then even if you did it with a maisa, it doesn't matter. Why? Because he holds that this that we learned from Chasima, that you don't get malchus and a lav she'ein bo maisa, is because there's no maisa in the lav. The etzem gufo shel lav. In other words, the second this is a lav, that the guf halav is maisaless, there's a tzir that the guf halav is doesn't have a maisa, you're not getting malchus in this lav, even if you were over al yidei maisa. We don't care because this lav is defined as not having as a lav she'ein bo maisa, because this lav ain't bo maisa, sometimes ain't bo maisa. So even if you did it with a maisa, it doesn't bother us. He's holding that it's a din in the lav, whether or not the lav has a maisa. Because if it would be talui in the maisa of the gavra, whether he was over with a maisa or not, so what does it matter if that there's a tzi or that there's no maisa? A maisa, he did it with a maisa, so you should get malchus. That's all the chinuch. The Magid Mishnah, based on how people understand the Magid Mishnah, the way people understand the Magid Mishnah is that if we have a tzi or if we have a case where the lav could be al yidei maisa, you get malchus even if you're over without a maisa. So this shita is also holding. It's muchrach and mavur mishita zos. That the din of lav shiyesh o ein bo maisa is a din be'etzem alav. So, because the second you say about the etzem halav, yes, there's a tzir where there's a maisa, so even if you did it without a maisa, you're still getting malchus. Because if it was a din on the Averis HaGavra, how can you give him Malchus when he's over the low Maisa? You're right, in other cases there is a Maisa, but he didn't do a Maisa. So if it's Talui in his Maisa before, what does it matter what happens in other cases? He didn't do a Maisa. So it must be no. We look at the Lav itself. And when do you define a Lav as a Lav Sheyeshu Ein Bo Maisa? It's very simple. If there's a Tzir where the Lav has a Maisa, then it doesn't matter. It's a Lav Sheyesh Bo Maisa. End of story. And even if you did it without a Maisa, defines a lav sheyesh bo maisa. It's a din be'etzem alav. So then the Kudus HaMachlokas is what's going to define Ein Bo Yesh Bo Maisa. According to the Chinuch, the moment you have a case without a Maisa, this Lav is defined as a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. No matter how you did it, you're off the hook. According to the Magid Mishnah, Fakeret, the moment there's a Tzior where the Lav can have a Maisa, no matter how you did it, with or without a Maisa, consider the Lav Shein Bo Maisa, you get Malkus, but it doesn't matter what you did before. What's the reason for this machlokas? What's the makor? However, the Magid Mishnah needs understanding, according to what we're saying. What did he say? Aval chasima kevin sheyeshna b'maisa gamor afa chasima b'kol hu mahimaisa. Chasima, since there is chasima b'maisa gamor, even chasima b'kol is a maisa. Based on the way people learn the Magid Mishnah, what this means is if you have a lav with a maisa, you get malchus even if you didn't do a maisa. But that's not what the Magid Mishnah says. The Magid Mishnah says that if chasima has a maisa, and therefore chasima b'kol, even if you do without a maisa, he maisa. Not even if you do it without a maisa, then it's considered like there was a maisa involved. No. Since the chasima is b'maisa, so even if you did it b'kol, that's also like a maisa. And that's not the way people learn the Magid Mishnah. People learn the Magid Mishnah. Even if you do without a maisa, you still get malchus. No. He says, even if you do without a maisa, it's still a maisa. So, pshat of the Magid Mishnah would then be as follows. There are two dinim in the halacha of lav she'ein bo maisa. There's a din that was said in the lav that this should be a lav that the guf ha'iser should be ben maisa, because it's learned from chasima. Chasima has a maisa and you get malchus. So to other lav that have the guf ha'lav as a maisa, right? The chasima, the guf ha'lav is a maisa. The guf ha'lav is not to muzzle your animal, you muzzle, you did a maisa. And from this hekesh we learn to chasima that the lav has to be such a lav that you're over al yidei maisa. And you're over al yidei maisa, that's doma la maisa of the chasima. So there has to be a maisa beguf halav, gufa isur yeh b'maisa, and the maisa has to be dumya to the maisa of chasima. We learn an additional din that was said in the Etzem Maisa of the Aveira, that you're only over, you're only getting Malkus if you're over Ayde Maisa before. And this is not necessarily learned from Chasima. But there's a din, according to the Magid Mishnah, the Etzem Maisa Aveira, that there has to be not only in the Guf Halav there's an Aveira, there's a Maisa, but in the Maisa of the Gavra there's a Maisa. The Gavra is also doing a Maisa. Not if there's a Maisa in the Guf Halav, the Gavra also has to do a Maisa. So Magad Mishnah holds Bedas HaRambam that Kol is not a Maisa, that's only at Kamashin Ogea Dover Ladin Maisa Shinemra Begufa Shal Isser Ve'alav. You know when Kol isn't a Maisa? That's only when it comes to the din ma'isa that was said in the gufo shel ha'iser ve'alav, mishum shel inyan zeh, tzrichim shiyadumi lechasima, v'kol. dechasima. And kol is not a maisa dumi dechasima. That we require mitzvah atzmo, there kol is a maisa, and that's enough to make it a maisa lav. Kol is not enough of a maisa to be considered like chasima. Chasima actually muzzling it, that's a maisa. Kol is not considered a maisa begufo shel lav, like chasima. But it is considered a maisa, not like chasima. It's not as much of a maisa as chasima begufo shel lav, but there is a maisa involved in kol. In order to make it a maisa avera. Kol is enough to make it a maisa avera. So what does this mean? See, it's still not clear. What this means is as follows. This is what the Magid Mishnah means, as he understands the Rambam. If we find gufa iser al yidei maisa, that's already dumi dechasima. The moment gufa iser is al yidei maisa, that's dumi dechasima. Because by chasima, gufa iser is al yidei maisa. Yeah, but you still need a maisa be'etzem ha'avera. Not like people understood in the Magid Mishnah that you have a tzir where there's a maisa involved, even if you do without a maisa, even though there's no maisa, so you still get malchus. No. You have to have a tzir where there's a maisa involved, and therefore this lav is defined as dumi dechasima. But there also has to be a maisa. There also has to be a maisa in the etzem avera. There also has to be a maisa gavra. And this the Magid Mishnah writes, afa chasima b'kol have maisa. To say that in the maisa that was said in the asiyas gavra, chasima b'kol is also a maisa. So when it comes to being dumi delavdi chasima, kol is not enough. Kol is not chasima. But we don't need kol to be chasima, because if you do chasima b'kol, so since the iser here is chasima, so there is a tzir where there's going to be a maisa when you do an actual chasima. When you actually muzzle it, there's a tzir where there's a maisa. So we covered that. But now we also have to cover that there has to be a maisa mitzad the gavra. For that kol is enough. That kol is enough of a maisa. It's not considered maisa enough to be dumi de chasima. That no. But it's a maisa enough to be considered that there's a maisa gavra. Mitzad atzmo, not dumi dechasima. So if we look inside again, the lashon of the Magid Mishnah, ve'av shohei li lomar shekol lav shein bo maisa ela dibur shein adibur kori maisa, aval chasima. Kaven she yeshna b'maisa gamur, af chasima b'kol he k'maisa. So is a kol a maisa gamur? No, that's not a maisa gamur like chasima. But there is a tziur of chasima with a maisa gamur, i.e., actual chasima. So therefore, when you do a kol, that's enough of a maisa that it should be considered that you're yotze your maisa as well. Af chasima b'kol he k'maisa. Chasima is a maisa gamur when you actually did the chasima, but you still need to do a maisa yourself. For that, kol is enough. Kol is enough that there's a maisa here of the gavra. The lav be'etzim has a maisa, i.e. the chasima. And when you did chasima b'kol, so now you're also yotzei the fact it's not the perfect maisa, it's not the highest level maisa, but it's enough of a maisa that it's considered that the gavra did a maisa. And that's what the Magid Mishnah means. That you have to have a tzir where there's a maisa, there has to be a case where there is a maisa. So you can define this lav as a lav sheyesh bo maisa. And then, if you do it without a ma'isa, if you do it without a ma'isa, it's no good. There also has to, you have to do some type of ma'isa also. Even if the lav is be'etzem a lav sheyesh bo ma'isa, because there is a tzir where there's a ma'isa, when you're doing it, there also has to be a ma'isa on your part. For that, kol is enough. It's not enough to make it like chasima. It's not a kedei kacha ma'isa like the actual chasima. But kol is enough of a ma'isa that's considered that there's a ma'isa gavriyer. So the etzem ha'chasima has a ma'isa when you muzzle it up physically. And then when you do it b'kol, since it can be defined, this lav as a ma'isa, but where's your ma'isa? Kol is enough to be considered a ma'isa. Not doing the chasima, but enough of a ma'isa. So, concludes Rav Ezrachi. Rav Ezrachi is very sharp. Always blown away by his hagdarot chadot. ומעתה ברור הדבר שכל מה שכתבו התוספות דילולי סברתם דלא אבי בכלל התעביד מעשה הבלי גם נשבע בכלל מעשה דומי דחסימה בכל לרבי יוחנן כל זה לשיטתיו דדינה דלב שאין בו מעשה נאמר אמנם רק במעשה עבירת הגברה. So in Tosfos, as we saw before, that was the kasha that we asked before, that you see in Tosfos that the way they're learning Rabbi Yochanan, the ma'isa doesn't have to be in the etzem halav. Aval v'nishba lo avid b'diburi ma'isa. But if nishba avid b'diburi ma'isa, then it would be considered yeshbo ma'isa. Because that's l'shitasim. That the din of lav she'ein bo ma'isa was said in the ma'isa of Eres HaGavra. So it all depends. Did you do a ma'isa or didn't you do a ma'isa? And by nishba, if it's nishba, you didn't do the ma'isa, you didn't do a ma'isa. Lo avid b'diburi ma'isa. But that's all, because in Tosfos it's all tolu in the ma'isa of the gavra. And they all did by chasima b'diburi kovid ma'isa. There you did a ma'isa, so there is a ma'isa gavra. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan holds that Akimas Piv is a ma'isa when it comes to chasima b'kol. Because Tosfos is learning that all that matters is the ma'isa gavra, not the mahus halav. Doesn't matter whether there's a ma'isa in the mahus halav or not a ma'isa in the mahus halav. Tosfos doesn't get into that. Also says, is there a ma'isa gavra balabatish? Did the gavra do a ma'isa? So when it comes to chasima b'kol, he did, and when it comes to nishba, he didn't. Hashem came, according to the Magid Mishnah and the Chinuch, the yisod din lav she'ein bo ma'isa is a din that was said in the guf halav. So according to them, nishba is not included in ma'isa, because the guf of the isser of shvu is not a ma'isa. The gufa yisr shvua is the sheker, not the ma'isa. So if he did it b'ksav or he didn't do it b'ksav, that really doesn't matter. So he did it b'ksav, but that's not the gufa yisr. The gufa yisr is the sheker, not how he did the shvua. So if he ate, so he did a ma'isa of sheker, that was mishaker his shvua. So if he swore he's not going to eat and then he goes ahead and eats, that's a ma'isa. Hashem came, if he already ate and then he swore that he didn't, even if he did that with a ma'isa, that's not considered a ma'isa in the guf halav, because the guf halav is the sheker. The ma'isa k'siva just brings about that sheker, but it's not the guf halav, not the etzem halav. Advarim meirei einayim u'misamchei lev. Okay, there's a kasha. Hopefully, we get to it in the next chair of Reb David Soloveitchik. He asks, why don't we say l'shita samagid mishnah that af hanishba l'sha'avar, that according to the Gemara is not a ma'isa, he should also get malchus. Why? Because we have lahaba. Somebody's nishba lahaba, we have v'alidei ma'isa. And according to the Magid Mishnah, if, as long as you have it, Tzior Val Yidei Maisa Beguf HaLav, so you get Malkus. So hopefully we'll discuss that next time. And there's really a lot more to say on this topic, obviously. This is a huge sugya. And we should be zocha to continue. Lil modu l'lamid lishma b'las l'kaim is kol l'reis namo terasa v'yahava. Amen v'yamein shalom shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.